Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our generation's team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host. Thanks for tuning in every Sunday morning. And for those of you that don't know, we're not here every Sunday morning. So don't call the studio. We tape them typically Wednesdays or Fridays. So anyway, 101.1 is probably the most, is probably the best channel to listen to oldies music, 60s and 70s. I listen to that music, by the way. I know, Candace, you do?
Yeah.
Wow, you're an old soul here. Anyway, as you know, we provide resources every week, great stories, great content, great facts, and resources like Candace. Now, Candace is from the Hawaii State Health Insurance Program. Now, what do we go by? Candace Nakamoto? I know you got married. Is it Candace Young now?
Candace Nakamoto.
Oh, Candace Nakamoto. Okay,
Young,
so you married a Japanese guy.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Nothing wrong with that. My wife's Chinese too.
I'm also Japanese. I'm part Japanese.
Part Japanese. Okay. Anyway, Candace is here from the state office. Candace, give our listeners a little bit of background on who you are and who SHIP is. A lot of people don't know SHIP.
Yeah. Right? I'm the volunteer coordinator. Hawaii SHIP stands for the Hawaii State Health Insurance Assistance Program. Hawaii SHIP is a federally funded volunteer-based program. We're part of the Department of Health Executive Office on Aging, and we're providing Medicare information and education.
But not only Medicare, right?
Mm-hmm. We also talk about Medicaid. We dabble a little bit in that.
Dabble on MedQuest?
Yes, MyQuest is Medicaid.
Mm-hmm. MedQuest is Medicaid, but for those of you that may know a little bit, when you see the Medicare enrollment period, you see commercials,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll see a Medicare commercial,
mm-hmm.
then another one to talk about dual eligible.
Yep.
Are you supposed to deal with that?
Yes.
So for those, I know a little bit, but for those that don't know,
because
mm-hmm. they might say, what is that? And so they'll call me or email me or their partner will call me. And if they call somebody that maybe in the aging field or industry, right. they may not even know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So can you explain in real simple terms what a dual eligible is? Because I'm finding a lot of people are not knowing about that.
Yeah. A dual eligible is basically someone who has Medicare and full Medicaid.
Okay. So when you say Medicare for like us younger guys, I'm not 65 yet. Medicare, when does that start? That starts at age of 65.
There's right? a few ways you can get Medicare. Age-based, which is age 65 or older. You can get Medicare under the age of 65 if you have a disability. So you have to be receiving disability for 24 months, and then you automatically get Medicare.
What happens if you get healthy after 24 months? You come off Medicare?
So the disability is with the Social Security, so it's SSDI. And so as long as you're receiving those disability benefits, it's called a waiting period, then it just transfers over to Medicare.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So guys, yeah, that's something that, so when I do workshops now, what I'm also laying down some seeds is that if you listen to the show and you have family, relatives, neighbors, somebody from church that may be 65 or maybe younger than 65 and have any health issues mm-hmm. or disability issues, that they should contact. Now, they would contact Social Security. Is that correct?
If they're under the age of 65, even to enroll into Medicare, you do that through Social Security.
Right. And so we tidbit of fact here, a lot of people say, well, I can't get a hold of Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't know if you know, but I mentioned this last couple shows that Jane Briggs say,
yeah,
who's with the Social Security Administration mm-hmm. here, downtown office, who I've known for many, many years, mm-hmm. actually. She said, if you call after 2 or 3 o'clock, depending on the time zone, that phone number is routed to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Oh, see, you got to tell everybody, because a lot of people, I go to my workshop, they don't know that.
Yeah, some people wait on the phone for hours.
Yeah, and I get it. Hey, when I call my bank, I wait for mm-hmm. a while mm-hmm. too, you know. But yeah, for those of you that want more information in Hawaii and you want to call a toll-free number, as California West Coast offices close, that's routed to Hawaii. So 2 or 3 o'clock, depending on the time zone change, call them and you should be able to get a live person locally.
Mm.
So that's really good information because almost every week people ask me, oh, man, they don't even get a hold. I can't get a hold of them, and they close early. So, no, you got to call at a certain time. Okay, so when you say you're volunteer, you handle the volunteer coordinator, what exactly is that?
So I help to recruit volunteers, I train them, and then I kind of manage the volunteers after that.
Okay. So if you're now, can a volunteer be anybody, any age?
Volunteers can be anybody, any age, except for if you're selling insurance.
You cannot be insurance licensed.
Conflicts of interest.
Sure. So. I'm not insurance licensed. I'm only a mortgage guy, as you know. And also the publisher of Generations Magazine. So yeah, guys, if you've retired early or retired at any age and you want to fill some time in your day because you can't sit and watch Korean dramas all day long.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it before, not all day long, but maybe 2 or 3 hours. They're great to watch, you know. But it's something that, you know, I'm a big believer in giving back to the community. I'm a big believer in that everybody should be doing some part of the community. But this is a great program. Now, do you have training for the volunteers?
Yes. Because we help with Medicare, there's a lot of training. But we try to make it palatable, and we provide the resources and tools for the volunteers.
And so services, can you kind of break it down to different services you provide here in Hawaii? Because a lot of people, when I first met this, you guys, oh gosh, 15 years ago, maybe even more. I've been in the reverse mortgage business 21 years. I was like, shit, what is that? State mm-hmm. Health Insurance Assistance Program, is that correct?
Yes, and it used to go by Sage
Plus. Yes, Sage yeah. Plus.
Yeah.
That's the mm-hmm. old name, probably like before 2007 or 8. Why did they change that, by the way?
Now it's for a gay elders group. So they switched the name.
So they did, it was always elders, right? But they thought Sage was a nicer way to say for old guys?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's okay. I'm 63. You can call me old. It's okay. Bounce the body off me, you know. Because I'm the new 63. We did a show, Jordan, a few months ago, was 60 was the new 40.
Mm.
Like I was talking to somebody, a bunch of ladies this morning. If you listen to the show, our September, October issue is going to be on Beta, Beta, Gamma. Did you go to UH?
Yes.
Did you apply for a sorority?
I was in a fraternity, a business fraternity.
Okay, that's a little different. That's yeah. Smart guys.
Sorry.
So the social one is Beta Beta Gamma, BBG. And so we are on the call because we are interviewing and talking about the cover story for September, October. And I think one lady is like 60, the rest are all in the 70s, but they're so active.
Mm.
You know, it's interesting how as we all age, you know, I'm 63, I still play ball with a bunch of 40 or 50-year-old guys. And as you get older, every 5 years makes a big difference in ability, a little mobility, and also mm-hmm. strength. But it's just something that... You know, I love to do what I do, but also this is our passion, is provide information like SHIP.
Right.
You have to. Now, can I take a tangent now? When people see that commercial with the coaches, mm-hmm. is that you guys?
Yes.
Oh,
they're kind of our spokespersons. Wow. They're a recognizable figure for us. And so.
Dave Shoji, retired volleyball mm-hmm. coach. Vince Gu, retired UH basketball coach. And
Jim Leahy, who passed away.
Who passed, I'm sorry. Here. Yeah, I talked to his son, mm-hmm. Kanoa. But those three, how did you get all three? That's like a coup.
Yeah, this connection with Spectrum. And so they would generously decided to donate their time. And Vince has even called our program for help with Medicare. So, yeah.
Well, guys, if you're over 65, going to turn 65 or have a disability, you need to call SHIP because they're not biased. You don't sell anything. Mm-mm. You give straight information because sometimes you ask a Medicare agent about certain things, they may be twisted to the way to sell a certain program. Not to say they do, but I've seen in the past they have.
Mm-hmm.
I know in the past when it first came out, when it's selling Medicare Part D, like over 10 years ago, there is some skewing where they would, you know, and I believe some of them in Medicare companies pay different commissions out.
Yes.
Now it's pretty much the same, which is really good. And they have a new program out there called Devoted, right?
Oh, yes. That's a new Medicare Advantage plan.
But anyway, What is it like to be a volunteer? Like, is it like 8 hours a day or 3 hours a day or once a week? Or so, how does that work?
There's no set schedule for the volunteers, so there's no required hours. They just give their time and decide how active they are. And a lot of our volunteers do take vacations or visit families.
Sure.
And so it's pretty flexible, and we just provide the training and support.
And you guys are almost all at all the different fairs. I think I saw you at Windward Mall. We did with last month that we did.
We're going to be tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
At Windward College.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
The Windward Care.
Community College is doing, I think it's AARP, even,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, look out. Like we talked about AARP last week. The executive director, Kaylee Lopez, was here last week. And, guys, there's a lot of things that AARP is doing almost every month till the end of the year, I believe, pretty close to that. They're doing workshops, or most of it in person. They also have Zoom calls, but highly recommend you go to the AARP.org/Hawaii, I believe it is. I just Google it.
Mm-hmm.
You can look for different events. They're really focused on caregiver workshops, mm-hmm. and also retirement planning, pre-retirement planning. In fact, they're helping push a bill for next year about retirement planning. But yeah, guys, check out AARP.org. But okay, so you guys do presentations around town as well? Is that correct?
Yeah, so we offer free, local, unbiased, and confidential counseling, as well as we conduct presentations for community organizations. So we do the presentations in person as well as Zoom, and then we participate in fairs and exhibits.
So like a retirement club or a group?
Yeah, any more than five
companies,
people.
Anything more than five,
yeah.
Okay. So yeah, that's really important. You got to go to the YMCAs.
Oh, we have in the past.
You have? Yeah. Have you done it like in the last 6 months or a year?
Last year, so okay. Not yet.
But they're doing those free lunches now.
Oh.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Not all YMCAs participate. Like, I don't think downtown Nuuanu here does, but I know Kaimuki and Windward, Mililani does them. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, free. And you don't have to be a YMCA member. So they were on our show 2 weeks ago.
That's
that's how I know so much about what's going on in Hawaii senior programs. I spoke at the Mililani one. Must have like 70, 80 people there.
A good crowd.
They're eating lunch too, but I came in after they finished lunch. Except for the ladies on the right, they're playing Mahjong. You know, the ladies can play Mahjong, eat, and listen to me when I speak.
Multitasking.
Oh, they're so good. You know, until you hear the chip go bang, you know they're arguing or they're not happy with it, whatever thing they tossed. I don't know how to play Mahjong. Whatever dice came up, whatever, but that's a good group to contact. Then we're doing our Kahala Mall event. That's I'm not sure if it's been announced yet in November.
Oh,
that's a big one because Kaimuki has, I think, the second largest contingent of seniors on the island. I believe Moanalua Gardens Valley has the most per capita. But yeah, guys, if you belong to a club or even a sorority or a retirement group, I would highly recommend you call SHIP. And we'll give out Candace's information a little bit later on. But how does Zoom work? Did you get a lot of Zoom presentations?
Yeah, so right before the pandemic, we actually trained our volunteers on how to use Zoom. And so we're doing counseling through Zoom as well as presentations.
That's great. So training-wise, if they're not, I'm sure a lot of your volunteers are on Medicare age, right, mm-hmm. 65 plus. But wouldn't it be hard for somebody younger than 65 to learn to talk about Medicare if they don't have never experienced Medicare? Like for me, I've done probably five different companies on Medicare on this station here, and almost every time I do a taping, I learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? That's crazy, isn't it?
You can't be a Medicare expert. There's just too much things, and it always changes.
It shocks me. Like, why didn't I know about it? Why didn't you bring it up earlier?
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. And it's interesting how because I hang out with a lot of people older than me, 65 and older, but it's amazing how they think, oh, I got it. I know this. Mm-hmm. I have that. I goes, no.
Mm-hmm.
I would highly recommend anybody on Medicare to listen into a show. Now, the only caveat is if you like Kaiser, you're going to probably stay at Kaiser because you like the way it's set up.
It's
and
an
you
HMO.
Have one facility. Mm. Yeah, HMSO. If you have HMSA and your state, city employee that's they're paying for your insurance, that's probably one of the best insurance programs out there, I believe.
The EUTF.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that you probably won't change because especially since
they have strict rules. And
yes.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I mean, I love all these companies. I love what they do. And they have niche programs and services out there, which are really, really good. But yeah, guys, you got some time, give back to the community. And so if I was a volunteer, I'd say, Candace, what do I get out of it?
Mm-hmm.
What's the benefits for me?
Well, you can stay active. So like you were mentioning, you can't just sit and watch K-dramas all day.
Guys, that's a big deal. That is a big deal.
Our volunteers are really challenged intellectually and as well as physically because you're out in the community. There's a cohort of volunteers, so you get to socialize with your fellow cohort, as well as you get to be in the know. So we are very connected locally as well as nationally. So you have a lot of updates about Medicare and other benefits affecting older adults.
And if you're a senior, 65 and over, when you go to these events, you learn a lot about other vendors or exhibitors out there, huh? That's how I learn.
Yeah, we invite guest speakers at our monthly meetings. And so we have two every month. Yeah.
I'm free.
If you're okay with it.
I'm free. I speak around town quite a bit.
Okay, we'll connect after.
Before COVID, once, twice a week.
Oh.
I do also do a lot of professional business people, insurance agents, financial advisors, attorneys. I've done, I think, 4 sessions with the Bar Association.
Oh.
Because what it is that a lot of people, especially for businesses, when I got into reverse mortgage business, I was only 42. I had a 401k, but I really didn't know a whole lot about aging or retirement. I mean, I didn't know anything about Alzheimer's and Medicare and Medicaid and fall prevention and elder abuse. And I didn't know how to navigate how my clients have to go to navigate aging, because as you get older, obviously you're younger, but as you get older, it does take a little time and effort and education and knowledge and talking to people about how to navigate aging, how to stay healthy, how to eat healthy. That's one of the things I learned really quickly. That's why I started, I did television on Olelo back in the day, like maybe not before you're born, but like 2005, 6, 7. I've done radio since, I think, 2006. So I've done hundreds and hundreds of shows. But, yeah, guys, just stay active. Donate your time. But, like I said, it keeps me connected to the community, engaged in the community. And I can't say enough how important it is.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there have been studies already. I was talking to somebody this morning about that, is that, if you have an animal, you live longer, technically, statistically. If you have a partner or a spouse, that's really important. And you also need social communication.
Yep.
That is huge. Besides eating healthy, those are the main ones, but you got to stay engaged. Plus, it's great to meet different people, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have over 100 volunteers and in-kind partners statewide.
100?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, our goal is 150 by the end of the year. Okay, so call Candace's office. But for people that don't know, they know all the Medicare companies, right? What differentiates you guys to an insurance brokerage or like HMSA, Kaiser, Humana, or United Healthcare, Lower Care, all these insurance brokers?
Right.
What makes a difference?
So some people get confused that we sell health insurance or that we're connected or represented. So I think you touched upon this a little earlier, that we're unbiased. So there's really no incentive. The volunteers are donating their time. We don't get any kickbacks or reimbursements. Our services are free. The agencies and brokerages, their services are free, but they do get incentives and kickbacks for people to sign up for certain plans.
Right.
So we really have no stake in the game, but just want to help.
Plus, you have 3 great guys on your commercials. When I first saw that, I go, wow, how did he do that? That's great. I plant a seed with you about, I'd love to have him on our cover.
Oh, yes. So I think Vince said he would do it, and we're waiting for Dave. So we're going to get back to you on that.
So we did a cover story. Gosh, we've been around 13 years, maybe about 8, 9 years ago. And we did it on children voting. So Linda Coble was on the cover. And I've known Linda and Kirk for many, many years. Kirk is a good friend, of mine. I golf with him once, twice a month. And she was talking about having children to vote and those volunteers. And I can't remember the name of the program, but I said, that's a really good idea. I'll have put you on a cover and you have your own kids about voting. And it's really important to get them engaged in the community. I said, by the way, I want to go to my son's school. And Vince's son was the principal at the school.
Oh,
at,
wow.
Can't remember the name of the school now. Can't think about it. It's up off of near Papakalea. It's right across the street from Papakalea.
Oh, I know what it looks like.
It's right next door to Jarrett White.
Yeah.
Intermediate. Is that right? But yeah, anyway, Vince Gu's son was a principal. Wow. What a great, and I said, you're Vince Gu's son. Wow, you're famous, But yeah, I would love to connect with them. And I obviously will do a memoriam to Jim. But yeah, having Vince and Coach Shoji would be great. We've had Coach Les Murakami, the baseball coach, on my cover a few years back, which was I'm a baseball and golf guy, so I love to have that. But yeah, that'd be great if you could. We'd love to have it. We work on that. It's just something I think everybody needs to be educated. I mean, there's a lot of smart people out there, but let me tell you, you can be as smart as and sharp as a tack, but Medicare is a whole other animal. Mm-hmm. Just to understand, a lot of it, when I got involved with the reverse mortgage, I wanted to know the why. Why did we do this? Why did we do that? And then people start asking about Medicare. Why did Medicare do that? And why did Social Security do that? Like, why did it start giving out Social Security at 62?
The logic behind.
Yes. Yeah. Because a lot of smart people like that. They want to know the why. Right. And sometimes federal government programs.
Doesn't make sense.
It does make sense to the government.
Right.
But not to
the public.
Public. And sometimes, and if it does make sense, they always, these smart people, always go, we can make it better. Mm. I said, well, maybe better for you, but not better for the general public. But that's a whole other conversation we'll have with Jane Brigsay from the Social Security Administration. Yeah. Because it's always about, oh, they're going to run out of money. Said, well, they might, but I don't think so. They might adjust some things. Right. And, you know, it's a hot potato. No president wants to deal with Medicare or Social Security.
Yeah.
They just push the can down the road as far as possible. But Biden, because of his age, he should really look at that. It's really, really important.
It was actually one of his incentives was to actually improve the Medicare and Social Security benefits.
And I think he did, didn't he?
Yeah, we got one of the new changes was the Inflation Reduction Act that he passed that will lower prescription drug costs. So it's a phase of several years. And so for this year, they capped insulin at $35 a month, as well as eliminate cost sharing for vaccinations like shingles shots. Now you don't have to pay a copay. So they're changing new benefits every year. And eventually they're going to negotiate prices for 20 drugs. So it's a good change to lower costs.
Candace, you just know it all, don't you? That's really good. I read it. So I get, as a publisher editor, I get stuff sent to me every day, and I can't read everything every day, you know. But I did see that recently, a little bit about it. But obviously, I was telling my wife, I can only pack so much in my brain every day. Like I had two conference calls this morning. I was telling a lady, I can only pack so much information in my brain. Just email me the bullet points. You know, I'm pretty a quick reader and I can quick thinker. But guys, that is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And because every year you need to check what kind of medication you're taking, right?
Yes.
And make sure your plan covers that.
It's the formulary for the plan because it does change. And so you want to make sure your medications are still covered. If not, you can make changes to your health plans.
Right. Mm-hmm. And when we get closer to Medicare season, we'll cover a lot of those dates. And it's really important. I know you might love your agent or make the program, but if things change in your health, and change your medication, that can be a big issue as you navigate aging, right?
It's always good to compare your options. Just be aware. Most people throw away the documents that they get from their health plans, but we encourage people to read them just in case.
Oh, well, we haven't even gone to Medicare fraud, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, people don't realize, oh, it doesn't affect me. Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does. Okay, we're going to take a short break. So real quick, Cannon, before we take the break, what's the best ways to read SHIP?
There's two ways. One is our helpline. So this is a pre-recorded helpline. It's not a live line. So you would leave your name, your number, and why you're calling. Our helpline number is 808-586-7299. And then you can also go online to our website, hawaiiship.org. And there's a contact us page.
Yeah, great. Good information, guys. Stay tuned. We're going to have you more information after this short break.
Call Financial Benefits Insurance's local Hawaii agents for your Medicare needs. Navigating Medicare is a difficult task.
There are a lot of variables. You can't make a decision without knowing your medical and financial needs. Plus, working with a local Hawaii representative, you'll know what Hawaii programs are available for you.
It's free to talk with us and use a local Hawaii agent. Financial Benefits Insurance. Medicare is our business. Service sets us apart.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy E. Hari, your host. As you guys know, every Sunday morning, 8 to 9 a.m., as you're going to your farmer's market or the golf game, check us out. If you're at home and your wife says, honey, I'm tired of watching sports all day long, go to Spectrum 883 and you can listen to the show. And if you said, shucks, I missed the show, I got to go golf this morning, you can go to generations808.com and look to the right. We have three blocks there. The current issue is on the left. Our workshops are in the middle. And on the right is our media area. So click on down and click on the media area and TV and radio. And you'll see all the past programs. This show will be up on the website within a week or two. But scroll down. There's a lot of topics there like Alzheimer's and fall prevention and elder abuse and financing long-term care, which is always a big thing that we're experiencing right now. Medicare, different levels of care, Alzheimer's, cancer is another big topic. So check that out. Also, if you scroll down on the right, you'll see our past TV shows. We did two seasons of OC16, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's just a lot of work. And I have my mortgage business and then the magazine. And to do a third one of TV is another. Oh. But somebody just asked me recently if I can bring it back. So one of the channels, we're actually in discussions next week about bringing Generations TV back. Wow. Because people, and we're probably the only entity in the country, I've been to the mainland many times, that does print, digital, online, a website of resources, television, radio show, mm-hmm. workshops, and events.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're the only people in the country that does that, and I'm very proud of that, but it just shows you the reason why is that we have to get this information out there. And I learned early on when I was in my 40s that people didn't know where to go. So Candace, mm-hmm. I appreciate you coming here and giving us really good facts, and you're the expert, you know. But yeah, so sometime in November, don't have the date right now. It'll be on our website next week or two, next month or two, for our senior fair at Kahala Mall. Don't forget August 12th. You guys going to be there?
Aging in place.
Aging in place.
We are.
That is our fifth. This is our 15th year doing it. In fact, we didn't do during COVID. So, you know, it's been overall since 2005, six. We started, maybe no. Yeah, we started this. And it's a great event. It's an all-day event. No RSVP required. You got to come up, show up. Hotel does validate parking. I always park down there because it's safer. We'll go upstairs. There's a great Starbucks on the bottom, which mm-hmm. I love. But the workshop has six different breakout rooms going on at one time. So you can't watch six workshops by yourself at one time. So bring a few friends, family members, neighbors, people from church, your spouse, to check it out. Because in the magazine right now that's featuring two local actors, Alan Okubo and Mel Secchi, the spread of workshops are there. We'll be giving out a flyer that morning for you to carry around there. But you want to circle the different speakers you want to listen to. We have over 50 exhibitors there. All the speakers you will be able to talk to and get information from if you want. They're not there to sell anything. And I'll be speaking as well about aging in place and the reverse mortgage. In future, maybe, Candace, you should mm-hmm. speak. You know, you're a good radio guest here, you know, because we want unbiased information. Right. Even all the Medicare presentations they give great information, but they have to be unbiased.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can't say we're the best Medicare company. No, right. They can't do that. But as well, as you may have seen, our Realities of Aging workshop, maybe you guys should come. It's in a magazine, the third Wednesday of the month. We do a workshop at the Alamon Hotel. And next one is July, I think it's 19th. It's the third Wednesday, July 19th, which is the third Wednesday of the month. Small group. But we always try to have somebody from Medicare come in, talk about different items of Medicare interest that our attendees want to have. Plus, they can ask questions directly to you. That's the third Wednesday of the month. I conduct the workshop. We kind of drill down to what specific things you may need that you may not know you need or want that you may not know you wanted. But also, if you have questions, I'm pretty versed in all the different aspects of aging. If I don't know the answer, I'll get the answer mm-hmm. for your question. And we have some of the past issues that people have not seen. We always bring a bunch of those as well. So as a commercial for myself, I do counseling. It's free. Most of it, I specialize in long-term care planning. And so that's why I have to know about Medicaid, Medicare, mm-hmm. trust, wills, power of attorneys. In fact, did you know there's a new post coming out?
Oh, wow.
It's just an addition, more defined. So our next next show, we'll have one of our attorneys come in and talk about the specifics about power attorneys and Pulse, because it just came out last week and I just saw an email about that. So you need to talk to Kuku. You know Kukua Maui?
Yes, I do.
So they just brought it out last week.
Oh.
So I wouldn't say it's a new, way different, but right. I think it's more condensed, or more specific thing about the Pulse.
They had the Pulse that you can download online on their website.
Oh, it's been there for years. Yes. Yeah, but how many people know about it?
Yeah.
I mean, they should know about it, especially if you had surgery, because the doctor would tell them about it. But if they're pretty healthy, you'd be surprised. A lot of people don't know what Pulse is, because they don't talk to their doctor about any health issues, you know? But anyway, here with Candace Nakamoto now, formerly Candace Young, if you didn't know she got married. I didn't know you got married. But that's okay. It's okay. great. You live longer if you have a spouse or a partner, you know, by the way. I know you're still young, but it's true. I tell everybody, find a partner, you know? But yeah, we're here with the State Health Insurance Assistance Program, talking about Medicare. But you have a lot of great services over there, but any changes for 2023 that maybe they may not be aware of? I know it's late, you can't change anymore.
Right? There's a few updates this year. I know that they're changing effective dates for Medicare. So if you're just signing up or you missed your initial enrollment period, there was before a few months that you had to wait for it to start, but now it's starting the following month. And a huge change for those who were incarcerated. If you were previously incarcerated and you got released, you would likely have a penalty because you didn't sign up on time. But now they're allowing them to have a special enrollment period to enroll without penalties.
Oh, good. Is it a federal change? That's really good. What about for people that maybe come from foreign countries that they don't have Medicare?
So there's rules about that and how long they have to wait, 2 years as a legal citizen, right, or a green card, and then they can apply for Medicare. But they likely wouldn't have that work history, so they would have to pay a premium for Part A versus it free. But there's a whole information about those who...
Is it on the Medicare website?
You would have to search around, but SHIP, we find that
just
for you.
Just call SHIP, guys. I mean, yeah, going to websites just to find information is all over the place. It could be kind of hard. You might get frustrated. Best thing to do is you or your... Now, let's say they want to meet in person. Do you have volunteers meet them in person?
So mainly during open enrollment in October to December, we do a lot of in-person events. Now, if you really need to have a meeting in person, we would schedule that at the EOA office, and we can have them come down to our office.
So if you don't know what EOA was, because I didn't know what EOA or EAD when I started, Executive Office on Aging, which is a state office under the Department of
Health.
And the EAD is Elderly Affairs Division under the City and County of Honolulu, with every island county, Maui County, Kauai, and Big Island, Hawaii County has their own office there. They call them the Triple A's.
Yep.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. I didn't know what a Triple A's was. I'm a baseball player. The Triple A's, semi-pro
baseball?
Is that
the car company?
Yeah. I have that. Come on. I love Triple A. But yeah, guys, for that information, it's just easier to call, leave a message.
Yeah.
That's the best way. What, let me ask you this. What are some common questions that you folks get? Because you guys are at all the senior fairs, and you must have common questions or mistakes that people make, right?
Right. A lot of people are aging into Medicare, so maybe they're still working, but they're planning on retiring. They want to know, do I need to sign up? What do I need to do? Some people can't afford their Medicare, so they're calling to see if we have any financial assistance programs we can help them apply for, or we get some really strange, specific, very complex issues that we handle
too. Like?
Denied claims, network issues, issues about not getting services. So that's why we partner with the health plans just as a source of information, because we do have limited access to the information. So we partner with them and they can kind of triage with us to resolve the client's issues. So it's good for the health plan and also the client to get their issues resolved.
Yeah, sometimes people don't know where to go, and it just, if it's regarding your health, and healthcare is really, really important. Okay, so I had something on my mind, and it just slipped my mind. It's that my brain goes 250,000 miles a minute, whatever. Say, So I'm 63. Mm-hmm. So I don't get anything in the mail anymore, right? In the past, you would get something in the mail 6 months before your 65th birthday.
Yeah, wait till you're going to approach 65. I think 64, maybe a few months before. A lot of the health plans will send you information. But there is one good thing that you're going to receive, and that's a welcome to Medicare packet from Social Security.
Yippee.
So that's going to tell you what you need to do. Don't throw that one away.
Okay. Yeah, I've still, you know, I've been to many shows on Medicare. I've done many articles. I've been to many workshops. It's kind of scary for people. When do they have to change a plan? Like, I use HMSA. I've thought about Kaiser. I'm mm-hmm. thinking about Kaiser because they have Kaiser in town. But do people get scared about that to change doctors and change this and change that and medications? I don't take any medications.
Yeah, people don't want the hassle of, you know, changing things that they have already set up. But if you're unsatisfied with your plan or you have issues, or if you just want to see what's out there, there's no harm in looking. And then it's up to the person if they want to make a change.
Yeah. We want to remain unbiased. Okay. So the dual eligible is people that are 65 and over or have a disability under 65. They qualify for Medicare. Mm-hmm. The dual means the other part, the second part is on Medicaid qualifying.
Correct. So they get both, and that's really the best combination because Medicare will pay first and then the Medicaid will pay second. So their out-of-pocket is very limited. And yeah. They have the DSNPs, the dual special needs plans, as a form of Medicare Advantage, which aligns the Medicare and Medicaid. And so there are, I think, 5 or 6 different DSNP plans.
Right. And so qualifying-wise, I've heard many different qualifications. You can own a property. Now, this is, we're talking about MedQuest, right?
Right, right.
And if you're over 65, it's a dual coverage. So is there, can you own a property with MedQuest?
Yeah, so Medicaid has specific rules. The income and asset limits are very low out of all the financial assistance programs. I believe this year the income for an individual is around $1,300 a month, and then the assets has to be less than $2,000. Assets includes checking, savings, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, 401ks.
Yeah.
You're allowed to keep one home as long as you live in the home. If it's a rental property or other properties, they count that as assets.
Well, okay, so as long as you're owner occupant, is there a value on that?
No.
No value?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because long-term care for Medicaid, there is an asset property value limit, right? I think the net equity of now is probably close to $1 million.
Right.
Where if you have a $1.5 million property, I've had Medicaid people tell me, get a mortgage or get a reverse mortgage for at least $500,000. So you're under the million asset, property asset, but, oh, there's no value asset.
And a lot of people are over, so they try to do what is called a spend down. So they're trying to dwindle down their income and assets to qualify. And they have a 5-year look back period.
Yeah, so they have a 5-year look back for Medicaid. For health insurance and long-term care?
Yes, because a lot of people try to get Medicaid to go into facilities and have that paid. And so,
yeah, that on the long-term care side, I get that. But in health insurance, I was talking to a lady just yesterday, she had a hard time differentiating between health insurance versus long-term care. Mm. And so if you're looking at health insurance, the monthly you pay premium, right, to qualify for MedQuest, mm-hmm. you have to have less than $1,300 monthly mm-hmm. income, and your financial assets, your bank account, your IRA, your 401k, cannot be more than $2,000. Mm-hmm. What about for couples? How does that break down?
I think the assets, it's just double. I mean, the income is double, and then the assets is $3,000 for couples. So it's not much more.
Because for Medicaid for long-term care, it's like $100,000, $112,000.
Yeah, it's different for the long-term care.
Oh.
And Medicaid has like different sectors. So we predominantly help with the aged, blind, and disabled category. And they all have different limits and stuff like that.
You know the people on Medicaid for long-term care side? You know those people?
Yes. So, yeah, we also...
Can you tell them, Percy would like to talk to you?
Okay.
He wants to come on a radio show. Okay. Just email him and CC me.
Yeah, we have some connections at MedQuest.
Yeah, good. So yeah, because I have referred many clients for both long-term care, for Medicaid, and also for health insurance. Now, that MedQuest program, was that the QXA program before?
I believe so.
About like 15 years ago.
Yeah, it goes by different names depending on the state, and it can change.
Right. So yeah, MedQuest, so you have to have less than 1,300 income. You can have owner property. You cannot own a rental or anything like that. And your financial assets in the bank accounts, IRAs, stocks, bonds, cannot be more than $2,000 as an individual and $3,000 for a couple.
And the limits change every year. It's based on the federal poverty level.
That's good to know, guys. So just call SHIP and call Candace. Say, Percy said I can call you, Candace. So.
And we do help people apply for Medicaid, the Medicare Savings Program, and extra help. So our volunteers are trained to screen and apply.
But you don't help with the long-term care Medicaid side, though.
We're going to learn how to do that as well. Wow. So we're going to train.
There's like three
volunteers.
Or four companies that do that, but that's a bear of an application. The application is for the long-term care side. Yeah. So on a Medicaid for long-term care side, when you own property, the property cannot be in a trust, revocable or irrevocable. But you can, because you don't really attach a lien, it's not, you don't worry about that.
Mm.
Right? Is that correct? For your property.
Yeah.
Okay. So guys, that's it's a really good program from what I understand. In talking to different insurance brokers and Medicare companies, it's a really good program. Yeah. And I think for a lot of people not aware of that, it's amazing how many people are not aware about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one way to get your name out there, Candace. Are you doing any events coming up in the next few months besides the one at Windward Community College?
So we're actually focusing on July. We're going to have our recertification for our volunteers.
Oh.
So we're kind of doing that training and reassessment. In August, we have... is that the Aging in Place?
August 12th, guys.
We're also doing the Young at Heart in September.
Okay. Is that the one at the convention center?
Blaisdell.
Oh, Blaisdell.
Yeah.
Yeah. But do they have speaking engagements over there?
I think they do. I think they have little seminars.
In the past, they did that. But yeah, I think any kind of place you can go to get more information is just beneficial, whether it's our event or some other event. Now, you have over 100 volunteers. Can you just tell me a story about a volunteer that you guys have, or why they do what they do or the benefit they get out of it?
One of our volunteers, Ted, he lives on Hawaii Island. He was a physician, and he noticed that when he ever prescribed people medications, a good majority, over half, didn't fill their prescriptions.
Oh, why
because
is that?
They couldn't afford to pay for them. He noticed a lot of them didn't follow appropriate instructions on how to take them. They were cutting their medicine in half to kind of let it last longer. So he predominantly wanted to volunteer with SHIP to learn more about how we can save people money on their prescription drug costs. So he's been a counselor, and he helps with plan comparisons. And he actually saved a beneficiary over $100,000 on their medication by just doing a comparison for them and switching plans.
Yeah, guys, is it Medicare.gov where they can plug in their medications and then kind of...
The plan comparison tool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it will tell you which programs are better for these specific medications.
It compares Part D plans, Advantage plans, Medigap plans. You can enter your drugs, the pharmacies you want to go to, and it shows you all of the available options and how much it might cost you.
The cost too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Per month, it gets really detailed.
And does it, you know, one of the things I've been hearing is I don't take any medication, even though I'm overweight a little bit, but I do a lot of walking. Is there any, does it address generic versus non-generic?
It does. It tells you the tier of the drug. So it'll tell you brand name, generic, and then if it's a specialty drug.
So that's one thing I learned from this show is that there's different tiers. Mm-hmm. So guys, when you have a medication, that's important. So you know what tier you're on because certain tiers cost less than others.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, but I like generic versus brand, not only to save money. If it's the same thing, I mean, they're just making money, trying to make money on a name on a specific brand. But it's important, guys, to do your research. I know Times Pharmacy, we are working with them. They're going to write a regular column. Starting with our August, September issue. maybe July, August is issue, because you want to get talk to a pharmacist about making sure medications aren't clashing with each other, making sure obviously making sure if you're taking them and you're not buying food instead of medication.
Right.
But it's really important to get a review of your medications every year. A lot of times doctors don't talk to each other.
Hoy Ship is actually going to be teaching a Part D class with the UH School of Pharmacy.
Really?
Yeah, so we're going to teach the kids how to compare Part D plans about the Extra Help Financial Assistance Program. And then we're going to do an outreach event on Hawaii Island. They're doing like the health screening assessment, and we're going to do the Medicare part.
I didn't know UH had a pharmacy school. Isn't that the one on Big Island?
Yeah.
Not here, on Oahu.
No.
Why do not?
I don't know.
I mean, my dad's from the Big Island. I love the Big Island, but man, going to school there, I'd rather go to school here in Honolulu. I'm a city boy anyway. But that's great news because as you get older, you know, more people take medications.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I had two shoulder surgeries I think I was 52 or 53. And my second surgery, the nurse comes in and say, Mr. Ihara, what kind of medication are you taking? I said, well, I don't take medication. Oh, you must be taking something. Well, I take vitamin D. I take glucosamine. I take vitamin D. And I think that was about it. And she goes, no, medications. I said, why do you keep on asking me that? I don't take anything. She goes, no, you must be. I go, why?
Mm.
She goes, because everybody over 50 takes something.
Yeah.
You looking forward to that? It was interesting. So I'm being nearly as I am. So I started asking my friends, and they're all taking something.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went to Dr. Shintani, I love Dr. Shintani, what he's been teaching. Have you know who Dr. Shintani is?
No.
You're younger. Back in the day, like I think it was in the 90s, he brought out the Waianae diet. And because he was at Waianae Comprehensive in Waianae, and he created a diet. I mean, it blew up. It became a national thing. And he's back. He's Hawaii. In fact, his office is right down the street here. He does monthly Zoom calls now. He even does TikTok.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he does talking about medications and things and how to stay healthy. And, God, I learned a lot from that guy. In fact, I just saw him after I taped the radio show about 3 weeks ago. He's still doing those. So if you want to stay healthy and get off your medication, that's one I would call. Just Google Dr. Shintani. But any tips for our listeners out there before we call it a day?
If you're approaching Medicare age, planning, like we were talking earlier, is very important. We want to start early so we're not rushing at the very last minute to sign up.
A lot of people do that, you know.
And a lot of people have to research. So going online, there's a lot of stuff out there and not all of it's accurate. So we say use credible sites like Medicare.gov, Medicare Interactive, anything that's put out by CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And call Hoy Ship if you have any questions.
And can you give us that number again, Candace?
808-586-7299.
And the website?
HawaiiShip.org.
So it's State Health Insurance Assistance Program, guys. And that's the one where you see the commercial with Dave Shoji, Vince Gu, and
Jim Leahy.
Recently passed Jim Leahy. And hopefully sometime next year we can get him on the cover of the magazine.
Yeah.
We'd love to do that. I'm a big sports guy. But thanks so much, Candace. You did a great job. And
thank you.
We'll see you at our Aging in Place. August 12th, guys. And don't forget, the third Wednesday of the month, Alamo Hotel, the morning session, afternoon session, it's in the magazine. And don't forget, every Sunday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. here on 101.1. So, as always, everybody, have a great weekend. Aloha and live well.
Call Financial Benefits Insurance's local Hawaii agents for your Medicare needs. Navigating Medicare is a difficult task.
There are a lot of variables. You can't make a decision without knowing your medical and financial needs. Plus, working with a local Hawaii representative, you'll know what Hawaii programs are available for you.
It is free to talk with us and use a local Hawaii agent. Financial Benefits Insurance. Medicare is our business. Service sets us apart.